Back now with Day to Day. The House today passed a $94 billion emergency spending bill. It pays for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan mainly. The Senate takes the measure up now. Joining us is John Dimsdale in the Marketplace Washington Bureau. And John, is the Senate expected to go along with the House?
Yes, either this evening or tomorrow, and it'll be on the president's desk this week, much to the Pentagon's relief, which has been warning that its coffers are getting low. This bill was delayed for several months as Congress haggled over about $14 billion in pet projects that had been added by the Senate. Now, in the end, the White House prevailed and the extra money was stripped from the bill. So this passage means the Pentagon won't miss any paydays.
And so $94 billion, will that be enough to pay for war operations?
It should be enough for the rest of the fiscal year, at least, which is to the end of September. The cost of the war is running at close to $9 billion a month, depending on how you calculate it. With the passage of this bill, Congress will have appropriated nearly $400 billion for the war on terror since September of 2001. And then there's next year. Congress is already working on the president's request for close to $430 billion. That's for the overall operations at the Defense Department.
And is that enough, the overall budget? Does that have enough money to cover war costs?
Not for 2007. It makes a $50 billion down payment, but that means that there will have to be at least one supplemental emergency request to finish the year. And that practice of using non-budget emergency spending bills to pay for the war has angered some in Congress who say they lose control over spending and it promotes higher deficits. Arizona Senator John McCain is going to offer an amendment today to the defense budget that would require all the war spending after next year go through the regular budgetary process. And then there's an amendment by Senator John Kerry that would require the withdrawal of most U.S. soldiers from Iraq by the end of the year. It would leave only enough troops to continue training Iraqi security forces. Now, that's not likely to pass, but it'll generate an interesting debate on the Senate floor.
Mm-hmm. And if the Kerry amendment doesn't pass, anything else in next year's defense budget that looks to reduce the U.S. military presence in Iraq?
No. In fact, as often happens with congressional spending bills, lawmakers want to spend more than the president asked for weapon systems, some fighter planes. And the House bill includes $500 million more for National Guard equipment. The budget for next year does include the president's request for a 2.2% pay raise for all military personnel. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out why some farmers have started planting crops hundreds of feet below the ground.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.